One of the first men to farm this plot of land used the nearby rocky overhang to shelter his herd of hogs. Then he discovered someone else had been living there for over 10,000 years. The story of that intriguing piece of history is this edition of The American Countryside. On Interstate 70 between Columbia and St. Louis, you'll see a sign for Graham Cave.
It's not a cave in the traditional sense of a cave where people envision going in and there's a lot of bats and being able to do spelunking. It's more of a rock shelter.
Don Fredrickson shares the story from Graham Cave State Park.
The cave provided shelter for the populations that were living here at the time, and its proximity to Luder River meant that it was a good place to have a hunting, gathering type population here.
In 1816, the first European settler, Robert Graham, bought the land from Daniel Boone's son, Daniel Morgan Boone. Graham's son used the cave to house a herd of hogs. However, he soon found artifacts that made him realize someone else had lived here long before he arrived.
The artifacts indicate that people were living in the cave more than 10,000 years ago. And it was during the period of time when glaciers were receding, populations were starting to move through this area of the United States. Of course, it wasn't the United States at that point.
Spear points, arrowheads, pottery, ceremonial objects, axe heads, many artifacts were found here.
There are other rock shelters located within the park that indicate that there was kind of a community. Artifacts have suggested that there was a continuous occupation for quite a long period of time.
Perhaps dating back over 10,000 years.
In fact, this site was the first archaeological site that was actually given National Historic Landmark status in the United States.
The area around the caves is a diverse landscape of bottomland forests as well as sandstone and dolomite glades. It's an oasis that sheltered populations for centuries, today nestled in the forested hills along I-70. Traveling the countryside in Danville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.